It's a crazy time. JP Morgan, by the way, has pulled out of a Climate Action 100 Plus group. This is a group that was put together to profit off of ESG. And it was a group that, a coalition, a $68 trillion coalition, focused on pressing the world's biggest emitters of greenhouse gases to decarbonize. And JP Morgan has just pulled out of it. And they're not going to be the last one to pull out of it either. Just yesterday, I was talking about, you know, the problems with electric cars. And you got Ford and all these other people saying, we can't sustain these losses. So I said, EV come, EV go. And now you look at ESG. ESG come, ESG go. One of the reasons that this is happening is because you've got a lot of state attorneys general suing these companies. Saying, you've put yourselves together in a cartel using your economic clout and lying to your investors. You tell them that you're here to make a profit, but you're not here to make a profit at all. You're here to push a policy from the UN, from the Paris Climate Accord, from the Biden administration, all these different places that are, they made themselves a pressure group. They're no longer operating as a for-profit company, which is fraud. And so now, these people are starting to back out of this Climate Action 100 Plus. A Boston-based partner to law firm K&L Gates told Bloomberg, I wouldn't be surprised if we see more defections, especially given that there is now a cost in being involved in this. Potential litigation. That wasn't there when the companies joined. Attorneys general have subpoenaed firms about their membership in these groups. What do we call it? A conspiracy, a criminal conspiracy to defraud investors. You ought to put it in there as racketeering, influence, and corrupt organizations, because that's what the UN is. That's what the World Economic Forum, Davos, that's what they are. It's racketeering, folks. You don't even have to find a point on it. Originally, this group of a Climate Action 100 Plus aimed to engage major companies like BP, ExxonMobil, and Glencore in enhancing governance, cutting emissions, improving climate financial disclosures. But as it entered a more proactive stage, asking members to ensure companies transition from plans to tangible emission reductions, the heightened activist stance poses additional difficulties for investors wishing to keep a lower profile in climate advocacy. JP Morgan, pulling out matters because it sends the wrong short-sighted signal and gives cover for others to do the same, said a guy who's not happy about that. Michael Sheeran, former senior advisor at the Bank of England. Yeah, that's where this kind of stuff is coming from. And he says, Zero Hedge says, and we're sure that they will pull out. As we noted earlier in the year, ESG has become a dirty word on Wall Street. Is because the way you spell ESG is F-R-A-U-D. Fraud. Recall we have written about the dying off of ESG and green investment products over the last few months. Most recently, at the end of 2023, Goldman Sachs shut down its active beta Paris-aligned climate U.S. large cap equity ETF. That is such a long name. And you just unpack that. Every bit of it is fraud. Fraud. It's Paris aligned. It's aligned with the Paris climate thing. Paris aligned climate. And then it's an ETF to boot. It's a derivative off of that. I mean, it's just these people come up with one scam after the other. Nothing but a bunch of con artists in Wall Street. It's just amazing how they... Anyway, less than a week before... We noted that $30 billion had been shaved off the value of clean energy stocks over the preceding 6 months. So ultimately, they do have to care about profitability. Why? Well, because that is their superpower, right? Their superpower is their money. If they're bleeding billions, tens of billions off of this stuff, and if they're also facing litigation from state attorneys general, many of them, because this is obviously fraud, and that's not even including their exposure to individual lawsuits. yeah, maybe it's time to take a different approach, they think. And so you still got the useful idiots down at the bottom. These are the people at the top, you know, people running this, the UN, the World Economic Forum, the New York Stock Exchange, the central banks and things like that. Down at the bottom are the useful idiots who've just now gone into the National Archives yesterday and dumped red powder on the U.S. Constitution. Well, at least they got the color right. I'm so sick and tired of people who say, we're red states. We're red states. Huh? Why are you a red state? Well, because the mainstream media told me I'm red. They have no historical context for that whatsoever. They don't realize that the Marxists have always been red and that the Marxists in the U.S. are telling you that they're blue and you're red. So you don't get the connection. At least they use the right color. Because these climate activists are all about destroying liberty. They're all about destroying the Constitution. They're all about destroying our ability to even feed ourselves, let alone be able to travel. They build nothing. They know nothing. They know how to do nothing. And they're standing there saying, we all deserve clean air, water, food, and a livable climate. What can any of these people who go around engaging in this kind of clownish behavior, what can they do to even feed themselves, let alone other people? They're useless, but they're useful as idiots for all of this. Now, fortunately, it was not damaged because it was in an encasement, but they shut the National Archives down and arrested a couple of these idiots. So you're going to be seeing more and more of this stuff. And as they try to deface the Constitution, you have Bill Gates who wants to deface our plants. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. YJ72, he said, I think that's when land grab comes in. They will make large areas into no living areas. Well, this is one of the things I was talking to Senator Nicely about. And that is they have their ways to do things in a very sneaky, underhanded way. A lot of farmers who had gotten a conservation easement, they could get tax relief if they didn't need the tax relief because they weren't making a lot of money. They could even sell it to people who were making a lot of money, could buy that and use, they could pay them like 25 cents on the dollar, and they could get their tax credit. People were doing the conservation easements, and that was originally about conservation. Now there's an effort in Tennessee and many other states to subtly add that these easements are going to also include climate protections. And so they could very easily come in and say, no animals, no farming, no this, no that, and just take the land like that and do it to a lot of private land.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.